Welcome to Tori Machamachshava, Cultivating Connection with the OU Women's Initiative. Cultivating Connection is dedicated by Suzette and Michelle Allen and family in memory of Paul and Ilse Besch and Gabriella Besch Allen of Munich, Germany, and in memory of the Lube family of Pasewalk, Germany. May their neshamos each have an aliyah as we learn together. My name is Tzivi Zuckerman, and today we'll continue exploring our current theme, Connection with Hashem. When we talk about emunah and bitachon, usually translated as faith and trust in God, it's easy to think of these as purely religious ideas. But Rav Volpe points out something really interesting. These concepts are actually universal. Trust is fundamental to being human. We all rely on other people, in our families, at work, in our social networks, even in systems like government, science, or industry. We need trust. We trust that people are doing their jobs well, that they have the knowledge and experience that they claim to have, and that their work is reliable. So in essence, man is by nature a ma'amin, a believer. It's just a matter of where we place our trust. Of course, this doesn't mean we act without caution. We follow safety protocols and we make our best efforts. But at the end of the day, there's always that tiny sliver of doubt that something may have been neglected. And that's where trust comes in. Rav Volpe contrasts this with a common view among modern philosophers who claim that fear is the fundamental human motivator because we're thrown into this dangerous, unpredictable world. But Rav Volpe says, no, the basic human experience is trust. Fear actually comes from zaras, from disconnection, which is the opposite of deep trust and emunah. Trust, on the other hand, is core to connection. The entire Torah system, the Olam HaYedidus, the world of connection, is focused on developing that love, trust, and connection. Now, you might think that if we just had a world where everything was 100% clear, predictable, and certain, then there would be no fear and lots of trust. But that kind of world with 100% clarity is a mathematical, robotic kind of world. In that kind of world, there's no room for choice, no room for real relationships. True trust is an emotional experience that has to be developed and cultivated. Rav Volpe notes that the word olam, world, comes from the word he'elim, hidden. The world is intentionally not one of clarity. It's a riddle, and Hashem set up the world this way, with a lack of clarity, as a context for cultivating emunah. Rav Volpe describes emunah as an experiential and trusting awareness of Hashem's presence. That's something that needs to be developed in a person's inner world. If we had clarity, there would be no way to build emunah and to build relationship. Think about our lives during the week. We do our best to feel in control. But Shabbos comes and reminds us that we're not in control. Or Shemitah, the sabbatical year, serves the same function. So these mitzvos give us a context to practice letting go and developing trust. But perhaps the most powerful context for building emunah, and the one that we often resist, is personal challenge. Now, of course, when we see others facing challenges, our role is never to judge, lecture, or give advice. Instead, we need to try to just be present with them in their pain. And if we ourselves are in a challenge, sometimes the best we can do is to stop giving ourselves that advice and just to be present with our own feelings. And this is especially true when we face a new challenge or a new stage within a challenge. We often feel completely overwhelmed, afraid, sad, or angry. Personally, I sometimes have felt like I have this little toddler in my head stamping its feet, saying, "Get me out of here, I can't do this." And those strong emotions are normal. But sometimes, later on in a particular challenge, we're able to open our hearts a little and find a place of connection within the challenge. Rav Volpe emphasizes that our strongest connection to Hashem often comes during intense challenge. Many of us have experienced that our most heartfelt tefillos are in moments of hardship, when we're most acutely and experientially aware of our reliance on Hashem. These experiences also allow us to develop a real capacity for empathy. We can also get to know ourselves on a much deeper level. And sometimes we're also pushed to reach out for support, for resources, or to develop relationships that we wouldn't have looked for if life had sailed smoothly along. I once watched a talk by a well-known therapist who shared that some of his deepest personal growth came from very difficult experiences with his own children. He said, "If I hadn't gone through those very difficult challenges, the way he expressed it was, I'm smart enough and insecure. I was smart enough and insecure enough that I would have been a verstunkene Ballgeiva, totally full of myself. So he was expressing that the humble, wise, and empathetic person that he is today came directly from his painful challenges. It's often in hard times that the energy of connection emerges with other people, friends, spouses, with Hashem, and even with ourselves. When life is smooth and sunny, we tend to stay on the surface and not connect deeply. We don't often get in touch with deeper experiences without challenge. Of course, this doesn't erase the pain, but we can actually be in pain and still feel connected, as long as we're also connected to the knowledge that Hashem loves us deeply. So here's a suggestion. Try practicing connection with Hashem through a smaller current challenge in your life. With larger challenges, we often need more support or someone to hold some space for us. Take some time to notice the feelings this challenge brings up, fear, hurt, or loss, and allow yourselves to experience them fully. Hold them gently, don't judge them, and then bring those emotions to Hashem. Speak to Him in your own words or with a chapter of Tehillim, and use those strong feelings as a bridge to connection. Not to fix anything or change anything, but simply to be with Hashem and to sit with that knowledge that Hashem loves you and to turn to Him as a source of support. Just knowing that you're not alone makes a huge difference. Thank you for learning together.